Hi, I'm Michelle Blue. I started my first business just 2 weeks after graduating college.
Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question of life.
There is a dream that we all have within us. I believe if that dream is given to you, then it's up to you to bring it forth into the world. As a coach and host, I support women like you to create the life and business of your dreams.
Not being too committed to whatever destination you've set in your head,
right,
but being committed to the journey.
Through conversations with influential entrepreneurs and thought leaders, we dive into the mindset, spiritual, and success principles needed to step into your power. I'm with you every step of the way, and just know that the beauty lies within the journey. You're watching The Journey with Blue. Hi, I'm Michelle Blue, and welcome to The Journey with Blue, where I'm with you every step of the way to create the life and business of your dreams. So often we think about all the things that we want to do and all the things that we want to create that we don't think about who do we need to be in order to show up in life as that. Today in my conversation with Danielle Leslie, we talk about who does she need to be to grow her business to $10 million and how you can show up and do the same. Danielle Leslie has been such an inspiration for me for the personal development work that she's committed her life to, and that's allowed her to grow her business from zero to $16 million in just 4 years. With the creation of Course From Scratch, Forbes has named Danielle the Millionaire Maker because she's dedicated her life to helping other women do the same. Danielle.
Michelle!
First of all, I am so excited because
yes.
I have been telling you for years, I think at least two years, that you're going to be on The Journey
yes.
with Blue. And I said every time, because I'm like, I don't want her to forget, and whether she says yes or not.
She's going to be there.
She's going to be here. I'm going to have to pull up on her anyway. You're like, we're going to make it happen.
And you did pull up on me.
I did pull up. I was like, Danielle, I can do it at your house. We're going to do this.
Supermarket, corner, wherever works for you,
like,
whenever.
We're going to make it happen.
I love it.
But
how could I not, though? You just emanate light. Like, that's what I told you. I was like, we've known each other for a long time, right? I don't remember how we met, but somehow we know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it really started as a stalker relationship that turned into.
You know, it evolved.
And turned
it
into
evolved.
Love,
yes.
Right? But I am so proud of you.
Aww.
And, you know, you have been able to do phenomenal work. First of all, you just hit $10 million during COVID, during quarantine.
Yes.
And $10 million is no easy feat. Most people don't do that at all. Right? So you went from $100,000 to $10 million in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, mm-hmm.
I'm like, oof. I know.
What does that even feel like?
Yeah, I didn't even realize the rate until it was time to tell that story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just share what happened. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. So from zero, year one and two, we went from zero to a million. And then from year two to three, it was 1 to 10. And I'm like, okay, like, that's crazy.
It's exponential growth.
Yeah. And I guess, like, the big thing that I had to learn was it's really about team.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in those first 2 years, I was just running off of my training, whatever was in my DNA, whatever that social conditioning was that I grew up with. And it's like, you know, my mom is from Panama, dad is from Jamaica. Like, we're taught to DIY,
right.
Like, do it all. And we did it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like doing it all. And so that's how we got to a milli. And then after that, I was like, wait a minute. We need to get the team. So that was the big difference there, was like learning to go from DIYer to hirer,
mm-hmm.
and realize the more time I can spend in my genius zone,
right.
Like in my pleasure, in my gifts, like the higher self of me, higher version of me that I can deliver to the world and give what no one else can give. And so that was like the huge difference. So I think when I realized what was behind the growth is really when it hit me. And I
right.
was like, oh, wow. And then I was like, can't stop, won't stop. So next up, 100 milli in 2023. So let's
yes.
keep doubling, tripling every year. Like, why not? Yeah.
Yes to this $100 million. Like, I already know it's happening. We're already
It's already happened. The future me is already living.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's just waiting for us to get to that point.
Exactly.
And now, I mean, it started with just you, but like you said, you have your team. So now you're working like, what, 4 hours a week?
Almost about 7 to 10. Yeah, it's insane. Yes. I'm like a CEO, like actual CEO. That's, like, yeah, it's amazing.
Real life CEO, real life goals.
Right.
That's what I said. I was like, let me touch her. Please be in my home, be in my space so some of it can rub off. But, you know, I think it's really interesting because a lot of people are going to be like, okay, Danielle did this. What was her strategy? Like, what did it take for her? We see you on the YouTube ads. Like, we're thinking about the marketing or, you know, just the business strategy of it. But I know that wasn't the difference for you. I know that was not what got you from $100,000 to $1 million. And it's not what's getting you from your $10 million to your $100 million. But I want to start with, what was the belief, right? Because you spoke this, you went from $100,000 to saying, I'm gonna make $1 million. And like $100,000, great. Most people don't even do that, right? And so even if you would have stopped right there, we would have been proud of you. You know, it would have been something to bask in and be proud of. But you said, no, I'm gonna go for $1 million. Who did you think you were?
Yes, right?
To like little old Danielle to say, oh no, I'm not stopping here.
Yeah. I think what I realized is I'm motivated by doing what hasn't been done before. So if there's something that is an unusual, unconventional, I don't see many people doing this, like, I'm going for it. That's what really motivates me. And so I often say, it doesn't matter what industry I was in. You could have plopped me in any industry. Whatever the North Star is in that industry that is, like, the ultimate, like, I would have gone for it. It doesn't matter. So it just so happened that I happened to be in business, online marketing, online education. And so I was like, oh, we're going for it. Mm-hmm. So it really starts, like, with that just drive. And then it is... like, I really believe that proximity is power. So then it was putting myself in proximity with people who had done it before, like people who are already 10 steps ahead of me. And what I saw in that was familiarity. It's like the more I got around them, and it was interesting. First, I started with virtual mentors because your girl has $0 in the bank account. Like,
how
I remember.
How many did you start with?
Oh my, well, zero. Like, I mean, back in the day, I was like broke at my mom's house, like in LA with no car. Like, she would fill the gas tank up for me. I was like, thank you, mommy. In debt, like all the things. And it's like, I remember. I bought my first course, which was $67.
Hold on, but how old were you?
I was 20. Carry the one. I was probably like 24?
24.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you just don't put my age out there. That's fine. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
My bad.
She's like, so,
trying to give us some birthday
dates. Date of birth. Oh, yeah.
10 years ago. Okay.
And that's when I realized the power of virtual mentorship. And I'm like, okay. And that's when podcasts started coming out. So I would find someone doing it. I would listen to interviews. Well, how did they start? What were they doing? And then when I started this business, that's when I had at least some money from my previous job that I got let go from. And eventually I started investing in a mastermind or joining courses. But I was like, I need to be in proximity. Because as they say, you are the average of the 5 closest people to you.
Right.
And so what I did is I'm like, well, shoot, I don't have access to millionaires or billionaires or 100,000-aires right now. So let me just put myself, my virtual self, in virtual proximity with them.
Right.
So that fifth spot is by, you know, has this person in there who's already doing $20 million a year.
Mm.
Let me follow him or her and see what she's doing. So that's how I started.
Okay.
And that really, like, helped me. My brain, it's like, well, shoot, if you're spending all this time with this person, if they're doing it, like, you must be, that must be right. Possible for you. Like, that's what really made the difference for me.
And so that was expanding your mindset and expanding what you thought was possible for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's so key. So that's where you started 10 years ago. no money, living at your mom's house, which, you know, we've all been there, and you just deciding like, okay, I want to go for this. Like, I want to go big. And you place yourself in a position to do that, which I love. But one thing I also know about you, Danielle, which I love as well, is that, well, I'll say this. Success is an inside job. Right?
Absolutely.
And we get so caught up in thinking about the marketing and the strategy and the whatever social media that we don't realize that the shift starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say nothing changes if nothing changes.
Mm.
So for Danielle to go from this girl who was $0 Danielle.
Negative.
Negative. You know, Danielle. At your mom's house to the $100,000 mark, $1 million mark, $10 million mark, even to the $100 million mark. It had to be a shift. And it wasn't a shift necessarily in your strategies. Like, yes, those things happen, but it starts with you first. And you had to decide, like, I needed to be different, that I had to show up differently. And what were those things? What did you actually do to step up and allow these ways of being to serve you?
Absolutely. That's so real. One thing I learned is like self-work makes the business work. I would not be here with the community we've created, with the results they've been able to get, like without starting here. Mm-hmm. And I've started a practice of therapy in the last year. So seeing a therapist, and then I have coaches, I've worked with a spiritual advisor. So what I think about is myself in somewhat of a kaleidoscope. If you think about a kaleidoscope, it's filled with mirror reflections. It's all these different angled mirrors that are just reflecting different parts of you. And so in my life, I've continued to place more and more mirrors, valuable mirrors, who are able to reflect, hey, like, did you see this blind spot? Like, mm-hmm. let's talk about that. And so the feedback loop is faster. But I think before I even got to those mirrors, I was aware of myself mm-hmm. and loved myself. And I didn't have that language around it before, but I'm reading this book called Love, Freedom, and Aloneness. It's so good, but it talks about the different levels of love and how it does start here. And I think the biggest thing that has come up, anytime I feel I can't do this, I have the self-doubt, who am I to hire? Who am I to go for this? How do I do this? I don't know. It all goes back to this feeling that I'm not enough. That's what I've learned. Like the universal thing that it all came back to is like, I'm not enough. Mm-hmm. So I think as soon as I realized like, actually, let me see that my story is valuable. There's so much value in our story. Like I tell my members all the time, like your difference makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Whatever we were teased about or we felt ashamed of growing up, it's like, that's where our power lies. Like when we own that and tell that story, there's lessons in that story. And mm-hmm. we can turn those lessons into a blueprint to help other people who need help out of their, whatever they're hiding from, whatever right. they're ashamed of. So I think as soon as I saw like my difference as a difference and I said, okay, so you're 5'3". I remember I went on tour, my first startup I co-founded in 2010. And we were like road tripping around the country. We did like a 13 city tour. And I remember telling my co-founder, I was like, I'm short. I have this frizzy hair that's like super thin and not cute. And I'm like shy. Like I'm not a leader like you, you know, because she was just a different kind of personality. And she was like, are you kidding me? Right. Like Halle Berry, because she at the time, Halle Berry was, you know, the thing. She's like, Halle Berry's like 5'1". She walks in a room,
and
you know.
It.
Yeah. So she's like, what are you talking about? Mm. So that started to shift for me, where instead of making a list of like, I'm not this, I'm not that, it was, I am this, and I am this, and I am this. I'm from Palmdale, California. I'm 5'3", daughter of immigrants, like first generation, like first one to build a work from anywhere business. Like you start listing those things, and I overcame this, and I struggled with this, and now I've learned this from it. And that's when I realized like that's where the value is.
Right.
That's where it is. Like that's where it starts. It starts with your story.
The thing is like, and I've said this before, it's like the things that we try to shrink away from are the things that our power is in, right?
Yes.
You're shrinking from your story and the things that made Danielle Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
When that is actually what you needed to tap into to serve so many more women, right?
Yes.
And so it was tapping into that power. But one thing I also, you know, we always say is like, work on yourself harder than you work on, you know, your job or your business.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think it's really good to like, obviously do that digging of like the therapy and the self work, but it's also having that real taking inventory of how you are showing up and what's working for you and what's not. And even for me, you know, I had to look at the results of my life. Was I where I wanted to be? Was I making the money that I wanted to make? Was I making the impact that I wanted to make and knew that I could? And I realized, I was like, no, they're not in alignment. They're not congruent to what I wanted and what I actually knew was possible for myself.
Yes. Ooh, congruence is one of my favorite words.
Ooh.
It's integrity, congruent. Yes. You know, it's in alignment from inside out and what you're putting out. I love it. Yes.
And so I was not congruent. I was not in integrity. And it was so many things that I had to check and realize, how was I being? And that was producing these subpar results.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say some subpar results, right?
Yes.
And so it's that check-in, and that's like that being real, even when it like doesn't look good. And it's like, okay, Michelle, well, are you being disciplined? Are you actually following through? Are you procrastinating on the things you actually need to get done? You know, like, and so I had to check my ways of being so that I could create something differently in my life.
Yes.
What were some of those ways of being that weren't serving you before? And what are some of the ones that are serving you now?
That's really good. So before, I did not have a relationship with my word. Mm-hmm. I would say something, and as soon as I said it, I was like, well, anyway, what's for breakfast? Like,
yes.
I did not have a relationship with my word. And so as soon as I realized that and I said, oh, now I get it. When they say speak it into existence, hello, like there's power in you thinking, saying, and then doing.
Right.
So I realized, okay, first step is to know that I am my word. So whatever that is, it could be as small as I'm going to be here at this time, which I didn't do tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't do it either. It's on my list. It's on my list.
But it could be as small or as big as that, or it could be as big as I'm going to build this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a first thing that helped me a lot. And that has served me well with knowing that I am my word. A second thing is focusing on my being. So I think I went from thinking, like when I was younger, I was like, oh man, okay, I've got to discover who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, wait, no, I don't need to discover. I was like, I need to create who I am. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no discovering. There's no like, where it at? Where what's it's like, no,
it's
I can create, right?
Yeah.
And there's that identity that I talk about as being an alchemist. And it's like being able to create, you know, a perceivably low value item and turn it into a high value item. But just being to create. So then it was, okay, I can create who I want to be from moment to moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I may have felt this way yesterday, it doesn't matter. Who do I want to be and show up as today?
Right. Because it's a new day and you can let go of the past.
Yes,
and to make,
it's irrelevant.
Yeah, and to choose something differently at any moment.
Mm-hmm. Then I went from creating who I am to remembering who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized recently the ultimate for me is remembering who I am. Because I believe we come to this planet, this point in the timeline already knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like our souls already have all the lessons of all the previous lifetimes and future ones. And it's just a matter of our 3D body like being exposed to enough experiences to remind us who we are. So I'm at a point where I have, I sit in stillness and I am either quiet and I ask, I call on my inner wisdom, or I have real life conversations with my higher self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, I used to talk a lot to myself, but I would really talk to like an imaginary version of my friend. So I'd be talking to my best friend and I'd be like, yeah, girl. Actually, my best friend in fourth grade, her name was Michelle also. So Michelle Jacobovitz. So I'd be like, yeah, Michelle. So blah, 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 and blah, blah. And did you see how they did some on the playground? And then like, I would play out her responding to me. So I was telling my mentor the other day, I was like, hey, I noticed as an adult, I do this all the time still. And I'll be in the shower for a whole hour just having in full-out
conversation
with my friend. And I'm like, yeah,
is it audible still? Or is it
It's like I talk softly to myself. Okay. So it's, yeah, it's both, depending if there's people close by. But yeah, full out conversations. And so he asked me a question. He said, well, because I said, it feels kind of unproductive, almost like I'm gossiping with a girl. Like, what am I doing? And he's like, what if you replaced your friend with your higher self? And what if you had conversations with your higher self? And I was like, ooh. And he was like, because your friend is your friend. Your higher self is in service of you and of what's best for you. So whatever ideas you want to bounce off, whatever insights you want to get, your higher self, if you're responding as your higher self, it's going to be in your best interest.
Right.
So I actually just tried that this week. And I was like, ooh, we done changed the game. Yes. So talk about remembering who you are. There's no better way than in being in real-time dialogue, in constant real-time dialogue with your higher self. To call in your higher self and say, this person said this. What do you think about that?
Right.
Is that for you too? Or would you rather be this? Mm. Would you rather do this? So that's where I am now in terms of who I am and who I want to be. Oh, and I started using the I Am Manifestation Journal. So talking about who you
are. Do I need this journal?
It's great. Yes. Okay. It was a great reset for me.
Okay.
But it really puts a focus on answering that big question, which you've been hinting at, which is, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question of life. I wish that from day one, we came out the womb with the education around the importance of that question. And with the education that we're here on this planet to answer that question every day. Oh. We're not here to make the money, get the cars, Like, where did that come from? Like, we are really here on this planet to answer that question and be in pursuit and be in practice of demonstrating the answer to that question every day. Who are you? And that can change from moment to moment, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? So, in the journal, you write, I am.
Right.
So you write, who are you? Well, I am light.
Mm.
Today, I am humor. Today, I am love. Today, I'm expansion, expanded, and expanding.
Mm-hmm.
You declare who you are. That's been so crucial.
I'm like, I don't even know. So good, Danielle. Because, I mean, all of this is so powerful, and I love that you have done this work, right? And like I said, the reason I wanted to have this conversation with you is because it really wasn't about the $10 million. And it's not about the $100
right?
million. Dollars. That is, again, the byproduct, but it is like understanding what is our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all step into, you know, showing up as our highest selves. Right? We can all step into the potentials and the possibilities that's available to us. And we all have something that we need to get out. And I think that's the stifling part, is because so many of us are walking through life knowing that there's something here and not knowing how to get it out, right?
Yes.
And so that's when the stress, that's when the anxiety, that's when the just going through life to go through life happens, when that's not what it was, the intention.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't always know what that was for me, but I just always knew that it was something. I knew it was something different. Even with me starting my first business, I was like, and not going into a corporate space and kind of doing the norm. And it was because I knew it was something different. I knew it was something that I had to get out. And so that was the journey that I took. But I love, as we reflect of what's going to serve you, we can all take those steps, right? You mentioned, you say your word, that's integrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, Michelle. If you say this is a real life example.
Mm-hmm.
For years now, I'm like, oh, I can have the baddest body.
Hello? Done. Check that one off the list. No. Next.
I can have the baddest body. Meanwhile, I'm not showing up at nobody's gym. Right?
Yeah.
And so, again, if I'm saying I'm going to go to the gym 4 times, 5 times a week at 8 a.m., then I'm getting up and actually doing it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about the body. It's about who do I become in the process.
Yes.
Of having that discipline and showing up for my word.
Yes.
Right? Because the more that we don't hold true to our word, the more we diminish who we are.
Yes, who we believe ourselves to be. We lose confidence in ourselves. Is that friend, you don't never believe nothing they say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you start dismissing the things that you say to yourself. You're saying, oh, I'm going to start this business. I'm going to start this new project. I'm going to launch this. I'm going to write that book. But if you are not holding to your word, then your mind is like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's these small steps. It's these small things that we all can do that allow us to step into new possibilities.
Yes. Can I share something that helped me a lot with that?
Yes.
So I struggled a lot with keeping my word to myself. Like, it is really a process I had to go through. And one of the things that helped me was I read Atomic Habits by James Clear. And he talks about when you are establishing habits, it's about starting with the identity you want to have. So going back to who you be. So the identity I started with, because this was like a couple years ago, I was like, okay, what would 8-figure Danielle do? Because at that time I just crossed a milli and I was like, okay, we're about to get to 10. So what would 8-figure Danielle do? So when I woke up in the morning, that's the identity I would check in with. And I would say, okay, what would 8-figure Danielle do? Oh, she would go to bed by 10:30 so that she could wake up by 6:30.
Right.
And then she would go down to the gym and she would do her intermittent running for 20 minutes and listen to Drake or whatever. And then she would go upstairs, make her green smoothie. Like, then she would meditate. Then she would write her affirmations. Like, I would ask myself, okay, what would 8-figure Danielle do? And so that was the identity that helped me keep my word to myself. Because it wasn't just about, you said you were going to run for 20 minutes. No, it's larger than that.
It's bigger.
Like, how can you assume this identity now?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's already there. Like, how can you bring her to you now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that helped me a lot.
That is so big. And it's like the whole try it on, right? And a lot of people are like, oh, you know, once I do this, once I make the $1 million, once I have the business, then I'm going to be this person. I'm going to be confident and I'm going to be whatever.
Yep.
And that's not the way it works, right? We get the order completely out of whack.
Little 4-year-old Danielle was already 9-figure Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, little 10-year-old Danielle was already, you know, showing up with love in her relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was already generous and loved to teach. Like, that's always there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the who do you need to be first, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said you tried it on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you check in. You have a clear vision of who it is you want to be and where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actively decide to show up as that person every day in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the choice. That doesn't happen once the money is already in the bank account.
Starts now.
And so I think that's so important as we think about the integrity, as we think about showing up and being the person that we want to be now and not later. Because the things don't make us.
Yes.
They don't make us.
And then surrounding yourself by those mirrors, whether it is the mentors or the peers who relate to you in that new identity, or who you can see in that identity. They're already there. You know, if your identity is a New York Times bestselling author, then you wake up every morning, you're like, okay, what would the bestselling author Danielle do? Oh, she would write her 2,000 words at 7 a.m., you know, with her cup of coffee. So, okay, let's do that, right? But also putting yourself in proximity around those who already have that identity. So that, again, it's telling your brain, yeah, you already got that best-selling book. Like, you do it too.
Mm.
And then if they're real-life mentors or peers, having them interact with you as that new identity.
Because
if you're showing up doing your pages, you're going to be like, hey, girl, I wrote my 2,000 words today. You're going to be like, okay, you're on your way to your book. And I'm like, yes, I am. Like, imagine how good that feels.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why I made you my fake friend first. Maybe that's how that happened.
But yeah, you knew what you were doing. There you go.
But, and again, it is the showing up as yourself and subconsciously telling yourself. It's that rewiring and changing that narrative, changing that thinking and that mindset. And it's not about the end journey. It's about who you become, who you get to become in the process. And I think that is way more beautiful than, you know, and I think it's way more beautiful than like the money and the success, but it also is so fulfilling.
I was just telling my team, I'm like, yo, we have gone from stress and anxiety to peace and possibility. Mm. And it took me being aware that I was in constant pursuit of the false self and not the true self, which is getting back to, well, who do I want to be? How do I want to feel? Right. You know, who do I want to show up as?
Right. And I think, you know, I said this to you before, I pinpointed this at your birthday. I was like, Danielle, you seem so calm and cool and collected, you know, because I think a lot of times when we think about building something so big that we have to be running, stress, and that's actually not the case, right? It doesn't mean that we have to work harder.
Mm-mm.
That's not the goal.
No. Be in your joy, be in your pleasure, be in your gifts, be in your flow.
Right?
That's what it's about.
And so I think that's also like a shift in our mindset. If just because we want more and we produce more doesn't mean we have to do more and work ourselves to death.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a pretty major key, you know, in this as well.
Yes. I've been super obsessed with the concept of a quantum leap, mm-hmm. right? So quantum leap, collapsing time, even though time is relevant. I mean, is relative. It's not a real thing. But anyway, in our terms, you know, collapsing time. So how do I do something that typically takes 5 years in 5 months mm-hmm. or 5 weeks? And what I realized is I think I thought that in order to like move quickly and like be successful and that yeah, I had to be under duress and yeah. I had to be stressed. I had to be grinding.
It's like the more stress,
the better. That means, oh, like, you about to hit the goals, girl. And it's that training we get from being in like a patriarchal formed society, mm-hmm. which biologically men regenerate their testosterone on a daily basis, mm-hmm. biology. Women, we regenerate our estrogen. I think that's the right hormone. But we regenerate on a 28-day cycle, hence our cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a male's thing is like this, like their cycle. It's a daily cycle of this, right? So they're able to show up at 9 a.m., go 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and work consistently.
And then be renewed the next day.
Exactly. And the dips are very minimal because it's only over a 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. So our corporate, you know, 9-to-5 system was designed around their biology. Mm-hmm. Whereas our cycle, you take that 24 hours, it's stretched out over 28 days. So I'd be dipping for like, oh my God, 8 days out of every month, I'm like, whew, I'm lethargic. I'm doubting myself, the hormones, the moodiness, like, and I'm like, how am I supposed to like run this business and make these decisions? But like, that's our biology. Like we have the cycle that's over a longer period. And so I realized, oh my gosh, I've been operating under the everyday stress, grind, which was not designed for me.
It doesn't work.
It's not designed for my
body. It
doesn't
work for you.
Why are we taught this in school? 9-to-4, sit in your seats. Like, it's not designed around us.
Yeah.
There's no time for flow. Like, take the week off. This is your creative week. You know, like, that's natural with our bodies. There's a great book by Kate Northrop that talks about this. Do Less is what it's called. But that's what I realized. My quantum leap actually came when I was in flow, when I was in pursuit of me feeling good. What's going to make me feel good in this moment? And, like, surrendering. And just doing that all out. And then, yeah, there are times when I'm like, let's go. And I'm like, boop, 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 boop. You know, but I'm able to like move faster because it's in flow and I'm not forcing anything.
Right. And that's the goal, to move faster and calmer is really the goal here. And I mean, there's so many lessons from this, Danielle, just about who we get to be. Who do we get to show up as now and not later? And it's a choice.
It is.
That we can try it on. We have the visions. Like you said, everything we need is already in us. We already know. And it's, the question is, what are you pretending not to know?
Okay. Okay. Yes. What are you pretending not to know? Wow. Because the answers are inside.
The answer is inside. Mm-hmm. And so like you said, connect with higher self. And when we do that, it's revealed to us.
Yes.
And again, it's not a one-day thing.
Mm-mm.
It's a continual process and a continual choosing that we all can do. And so it's not, yes, Danielle is great and she's light and love, but Danielle's not an anomaly.
Right.
We can all do it.
Yes.
And I appreciate you.
Thank
admire
you.
What you have done because you've done the work in order to create it in real life. And that is my hope for all of us as well. So
thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you, girl. Give me a hug.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you enjoyed this conversation. Make sure you're following along with the journey with Blue. I don't want you to miss out, so like and subscribe below to get more transformational conversations. Follow me on Instagram at TheMichelleBlue. And head over to thejourneywithblue.com where I'm giving you my free Taking the Leap ebook when you sign up for my Blue's Clues email newsletter. I look forward to supporting you in creating the life and business of your dreams. You're never alone in the journey. Until next time, Blue.